What's good, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Boombox Guru, music commentary and music discussion for music lovers. I'm your host, LB, and we got a very good episode for you guys today. So if you don't want to miss out, tune in and keep it locked in. All right, so I'm glad you guys are tuning in to this new episode of the Boombox Guru. I'm your host, LB, and on today's episode, we're going to talk about an album called City by a band known as Strapping Young Lad. Now, Strapping Young Lad is an extreme metal band from the Vancouver, British Columbia in Canada. They were formed in 1994 by their frontman, primary lyricist, songwriter, producer, musical genius, Devin Townsend. And the band actually started out as more of a solo project for him, but this album in particular, City, would be the first album that included a permanent band lineup. And just to give you guys a brief background on the album, which I'm receiving from Wikipedia, it says, after releasing the first Strapping Young Lad album, Heavy as a Really Heavy Thing, as a solo album, Devin Townsend recruited a permanent lineup for the second album. This included Jed Simon on guitar, Byron Stroud on bass, and Gene Hoagland on drums. Devin moved to the UK to work with the Wild Hearts before moving back to Vancouver to work at a restaurant. He then decided to move to LA and move in with some mutual friends, and he slept on their couch and wrote Ocean Machine and City. Now, Ocean Machine is Devin Townsend's second solo album. The album was written about the city of Los Angeles, as well as being majorly influenced by the 1980s Japanese television anime series Dirty Pair, as well as Yukito Kishiro's 1990s manga series Battle Angel Attila, which you guys know Battle Angel Attila, that was made into a live action film about 2 or 3 years ago. But yes, this is a remarkable album. I'm glad that I was able to review this record. I've been listening to it nonstop, and as I've been listening to it, I was able to pick up on so many different things that I haven't heard when I first listened to the album, when I first got it. So if you guys don't want to miss out on a great review on a highly masterful album or unappreciated album of metal, then stay tuned and keep it locked in for the Boombox Guru. So the album kicks off with the first song, which is called Velvet Kevorkian. I honestly don't know what Velvet Kevorkian really means, although the name Kevorkian seems to be a reference to Dr. Kevorkian. But in any case, this is more of an intro song that sets the tone of the album. It's very slow and intense. It has a lot of mechanical type drumming that is provided by Gene Hoagland, which gives it that industrial feel. And like I said, it's heavy and it's intense, but at the same time, it's a very melodic type song, because Devin Townsend actually adds these like choral type harmonies in the background, and then the keyboards are layered underneath that, which gives it more of an atmospheric slash ambient sound. It's actually a pretty soothing melody, kind of relaxing or inspirational, so to speak. And at the same time, there's a bit of a chaotic vibe to it as well, layered underneath that, you know, keeping in with the industrial metal subgenre that this record falls into. But there's also this distorted speech that Devin is saying throughout this intro, and at first I didn't really quite understand what he was saying, because to me, when I first heard this album, it kind of sounded like a bunch of jibber jabber. But then I looked it up and I seen that there was actual lyrics to what he was saying. But if you listen real close, you can kind of hear what he's saying, but his speech, his vocals are distorted, which goes in with the more chaotic aspect of this intro. So what he says is, can you believe this shit, people? All I need is this city and this mind, and I will get by. F sleep, F all of you. Yes, yes. But we can never look back, because we'll never get a second chance. I like people who can take the pressure. Are you listening? Are you? F you. A new time has come, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome to F home. So a very blunt and brutal intro from Devin, which, like I said, is setting the tone of this album. So you're kind of getting a little bit of, like angst and anger that is coming from this intro, but that's nothing compared to what comes next, which we get to the next track on this album called All Hail the New Flesh. All Hail the New Flesh is actually a live concert favorite amongst Strapping Young Lad fans. You can go on YouTube and you'll see countless live performances of this song, and the crowds just go crazy anytime it's performed. But this song is heavy and intense, but it's very up-tempo. It's very thrash metal influenced, but it still has that mechanical vibe to give it that industrial sound. But I think one of the biggest highlights of this song, and probably one of the biggest highlights throughout this album, is the chugging guitars. I mean, the guitars are just amazing. They're very heavy, and they pack a... the chugginess of it just packs a heavy punch. It just makes you just want to just headbang instantly when you hear it. And not only is it chugging, but in some parts and places, it has this groove that is just insane. My favorite part of this song, though, is there's one part in the song where it slows down to this really cool mid-tempo groove. And that's where you hear the guitars get even more heavier and intense, and they start to pack a bit of a groove metal type style to their sound. And it also has a melodic chorus, which is something that is amazing about this album, is how Devin manages to take melody and blend it in quite well with the intense and chaotic vibe of a lot of the music on here. But I really like the opening lines of this song, where he says, "Hey man, I'm gonna F this shit up. No fear, no compromise. I want it all. I will never be afraid. I'll die for what I believe." I like those opening lines because I feel that it's a slight connection to what he was saying on the intro track, Velvet Kevorkian. Especially when he starts it off by saying, "Hey man, I'm going to F this shit up." He was kind of pretty much alluding to that in the speech that he was giving on the intro track. But also, this is a heavy song. And it's very atmospheric in nature too, because the keyboards are layered underneath that, and it gives it a bit of a melody and sort of like a choral effect that makes it just kind of soothing in some places amongst all the intense heaviness and the brutality that is coming on this track. But All Hail the New Flesh is a great way to start the album off, as far as like the first official song aside from the intro. And it's also a great transition to the next song, which is Oh My Effing God. Now this song right here is actually one of the heavier songs on this album. And when I say heavier, it's definitely heavy, because majority of this album is just straight up intense heaviness. So for this to be one of the heavier songs, I mean, it's got to be crazy. But this song just kicks in right off the bat. Fast tempo. Doesn't really let up that much. It just goes full force in. And it has a lot of thrash and industrial metal influences. So I'll sum this song up as pretty much industrial thrash. And Devin, in certain parts of the song, he has these very monstrous type screams that he's doing, and it's really nothing to it. It's not like he's saying anything. He's just doing these really crazy, almost borderline demonic type screams throughout the song, which is it sounds creepy, but at the same time it's very interesting, and it kind of shows his talent as a vocalist, his wide range, and where he's able to take his voice. And another interesting thing about this song is how he delivers the verses throughout this song. It starts off kind of normal, but then it gets to certain parts where he just speeds up his delivery, and he's just spitting in a rapid fire succession. Like, I tried to recite some of the lyrics in the same speed and pace that he did, and I found it very hard. So I don't know if it took Devin maybe a few tries before he got that right. But you just have to go and check out the song for yourself and listen to the way that he's delivering his vocals, delivering the lyrics on this part. And what's so cool about this part is that he's right on key with the rhythm of the drums, the rhythm of the guitars and the bass. His delivery is just syncopated right there with it, and it's amazing how he does that. And like I said, It's one of the more heavier songs, but there's this one part after the second chorus where the song just kind of, it's like the song just loses its grip, is the best way I can describe it. It's like everything just comes apart and there's just like big ball of pandemonium of noise and chaos, and it's like it's scrambling to try to get back together. It's amazing when you hear it, because it's like you can hear this sound trying to get out this way and that sound's trying to get out that way, but at the same time it still has a bit of a structure to it. And the best way I can describe it, it's almost like when the Bomb Squad produced for Public Enemy. And not to say that this song sounds like a hip-hop song, but you know, the Bomb Squad was able to create these like sounds of these collages of sounds for Public Enemy. And that's what this one part kind of reminded me of. It's just a whole collage of sound that's just chaotic. And it seems like it's all trying to fight its way out. But of course, the keyboards are layered behind the song, which again gives it that atmospheric and ambient sound, which is something that's going to be prevalent throughout this album. And there's also some faster and slower tempos in later parts of the song. And what I mean by that is that the song is kind of got this up and down effect. Like one part, it's like super fast and intense. Then the next part, it kind of slows it down and gives a little melody. So I think this would be a really cool song to hear live, you know, especially when on those parts where it's kind of up and down with its pace. But definitely one of the best songs on this record. Another concert favorite. I think I've even seen a video for this song on YouTube. So then we go to Detox. Now, Detox actually has a video, an original video that I believe was shot during the time that this album was released. Another fast and heavy, intense song, very brutal, has more of a thrashy industrial sound to it. It kind of reminds me of like something Motorhead would kind of do. Like imagine if Motorhead had that same like speed and pace that they have, but it was kind of industrial. That's kind of what it reminds me of a little bit. It's a fast song, but it's not as fast as the previous songs that I've mentioned. But the chugging heavy guitars are really killer on this track. I also like the melodic verses that Devin is spitting. He also does a kind of harmonic type yell on some of the parts. But my favorite part of the song is where it slows down to this mid-tempo groove and it gets a little bit more melodic. The keyboards take a bit more of a prominence in the song, and it adds a really cool and kind of almost soothing ambience to the track. Now, I was reading about this song, and I actually found out that this song is actually about Devin having a bad, he had a bad trip, a bad acid trip on shrooms. It was actually confirmed in a forum that his wife took part in, and one of the lyrics kind of references what he was going through while he was going on this bad trip. It says, "How did I get here tonight? What am I doing here? How did I reach this state? How did I lose my sight? I'm lost. I'm freezing. And everybody knows. Everyone's watching. So here's all my hopes and aspirations. Nothing but puke. God, I'm so lonely." Yeah, it seems like Devin was really going through some things during the recording of this record. But yes, that's what I read when I was looking up this track, was that he had a bad acid trip on some shrooms, and that's what this song was really about. And that's probably why the song is structured the way that it is, and it might be why this whole album is kind of structured the way it is. It could be this song is more or less giving you the feel of how he was feeling while he was going through that trip. You know, he could have been there could have been moments where everything was just heavy and intense and coming right at him full throttle. And then there was times where he kind of just mellowed out during the trip and kind of made him soothing. So that makes a lot of sense to have like the atmospheric ambient parts of this added into the song. But it's a great song, a really cool video. I've played it in a few watch parties. It's one of my favorite tracks on the album. So then we go to to track number 5, Home Nucleonics. And this is another heavy track on the album. Now, this one is just full throttle, aggressive, speedy as I don't know what. It doesn't really let up. I think it's one of the more shorter songs on the album as well. But it's one of the heaviest songs next to Oh My Effing God. And a very thrashy and industrial sounding song. And it features one of the most brutal guitar riffs I've ever heard. If you go to the 1 minute and 23 second mark, you will know exactly what I'm saying. There's a part where everything else in the background kind of takes a backseat. And those chugging guitars take prominence. And man, it is just so freaking heavy and intense. The way the guitars are sounding, it's chugging, it's heavy, and it also has a slight groove to it that I really dig. But as soon as you hear that part at the 1 minute and 23 second mark, you will know exactly what I'm saying, because I guarantee you, you will not be able to control your head banging. That's just how intense and just how extraordinary that part is in the song. And there's also another cool part where Devin, he does this classic falsetto scream at the 1 minute and 20 second mark. So right before you get to those chugging groovy guitars that I'm talking about, he does this really killer falsetto scream. And reading the lyrics to this song, I'm going to read the lyrics because it's not very long. It's a very short song. It says, "Hey, you failed like God and me, feasting like dogs, you get out my way. I warned you. Hey, the fools shall not be entertained. Feasting like gods, you F, get out my way. I warned you. F you, stupid human beings. Technology will be the second coming, and it will hit us while we're looking for a man. I warned you. Technology. Hating, burning, waiting, falling. Effing, twisting human cancer. F you and your BS America. Hey, you fell like God and me. Feasting like dogs, you F's are in my way. I warned you." It's really kind of sounding like this song, it takes a very dystopian vibe, like man versus machine. Or it could be like, I don't know, maybe it could be a reference to Terminator or something like that. But that's, judging by these lyrics, it sounds like Devin is singing from the perspective of technology or like a machine that's coming to take over. So that's the best way I can sum up the meaning of this song. But I thought it was very interesting when I was going back listening to this particular song to do this review. And when I went and read the lyrics, I was like, hey, this has a very like dystopian man versus machine type meaning. So I thought that was pretty cool. So we get to the next song on the album, which is known as Triple A. And this song is actually named after an unusual guitar tuning that Devin Townsend used on one of his solo albums known as Physicist. And the guitar tuning is AAAEAE. And he used this tuning on his album called Physicist. He used it on majority of the songs on that record except for 3. Triple A is one of my favorites on this album, mainly because it's one of the slower numbers. And it has a groove metal vibe. It still keeps in line with the industrial metal sound. So the song still is very bombastic and mechanical sonically. But it just kind of slows it down a bit compared to the previous songs. And the guitars are still chugging. They're still heavy guitar riffs. But they take a bit of a groove metal nature in, as far as sound. One thing that I do like about this song is the intro. At the beginning, where Devin, he is starting to speak the first few lines of the first verse, and he does it in a whispery, almost creepy type manner. And when I was watching other reviews pertaining to this album, a lot of them pointed out something very interesting, is that in the beginning of this song, it sounds similar to Marilyn Manson, which I can agree with, because the creepy way that Devin comes in with the vocals, it does sound similar to what Marilyn Manson might have done. And I also like how the bass drum starts kicking in. It gives it more of a tribal feel, very industrial influence, but it also has a tribal vibe to it. It actually sounds like something that Marilyn Manson might have done on Antichrist Superstar. And who knows, because Antichrist Superstar came out in 96. This record was released in 97. And depending on what month these records came out, Antichrist Superstar probably was still fresh on a lot of people's minds, because that was a huge record around this time. So Marilyn Manson might as well, he might have been an influence on Devin and Strapping Young Lad in general in creating this song. But I like the lyrics on the first few lines where it says, "Devi in the corner of his teen year, born to run away, children in the middle with the village idiot, so he never made the potty grade." Don't really know what that means, but I just kind of like the scheme of it, how he recites it and everything in that beginning, where he's whispering it in a very creepy-ish way. But my favorite part of the song is towards the end, where the song kicks into this like really deep groove metal type vibe, and the guitars just become way more chuggier and way more heavier, just really in your face. And then this melody comes through, because the keyboards start to take a bit more of a role in this song around this part, and it adds more melody to the song. And then Devin, he comes through and he's doing these like harmonic, almost choir-like yells in the background throughout, which gives it this ambient atmosphere type vibe. But it's really a great song. It's one of my favorites on the album. Sometimes I listen to it over and over again before I even can get through the whole album. That's just how much I like this song. So Triple A is definitely a highlight on City. So then we get to the next song, which is called Underneath the Waves. Now this is another one of the heavier songs on the album, and one of the more faster songs, up there with Oh My Effing God, as well as Home Nucleonics. It's one of the fastest songs on here, and I think it might be one of the shortest songs on the album as well. But this record is probably the most thrash influenced on here, next to Home Nucleonics. It comes in full throttle, doesn't let up much, still adds a bit of melody here and there. Devin comes through with his verses, and he's sort of singing, but he's also using a harsher approach. But when he's singing, he's doing it in a melodic way. He's doing these yells, but he's adding such a melody to it, which makes it so much more interesting. And the guitars on here are just even more brutal than they were on the previous songs. I mean, just a lot of brutal chugging guitar riffs throughout. And it's got an amazing melodic chorus where the keyboards are layered in the background, which continues to add that ambience to it. And it still has that mechanical industrial metal vibe, but it's just a lot more of the thrash influence inflicted into this song. And it also has this really cool mid-tempo groove after the first chorus. It's very brief, but it's interesting. You have to pay really close attention. You have to really listen to catch it. But for a moment, things kind of take a back seat, and you can hear the guitars just come in with this nice, really groove, playable style. This real groove style that's really cool. I don't know. That's one of my favorite parts of the song. Like, it's a very brief part, but sometimes when I'm listening to it, I have to rewind it just to catch that part, because it's just very interesting. But Underneath the Waves is an awesome track. Like I said, it's one of the more shorter songs on here. I'll read the chorus to you, because I thought the chorus was pretty cool. It says, "I'm tired of waiting. I'm tired of fighting. I'm tired of waiting for effing nothing. I'm sick of lying. I'm sick of trying. I'm tired of waiting for effing nothing." Again, the song just sounds like it's just Devin just releasing his frustration and his demons, whatever vices he's going through. Because here's another part where it says, "Tired of hating, bored of dying, tired of waking from the dreams of mourning, sick of trying, sick of whining, tired of waking from the dreams of mourning." It just seems like Devin is just trying to exercise his demons and just get out whatever anger and frustration that he's got held up inside of him. But another great track on here. Like I said, not a very long song, but it does get the point across in its briefness. So then we go to the next song, which is Room 429. Room 429 is actually not a Strapping Young Lad song. This is actually a cover song. The song was originally done by a New York City band known as Cop Shoot Cop. They were more of an industrial slash noise rock band. And I think this is one of their most popular songs. I actually watched a video of it on YouTube. Now, Strapping Young Lad's version actually stays pretty true to the original version of what Cop Shoot Cop did. The only difference that I can tell, besides, you know, Devin Townsend singing on the song, is that the band is a lot more heavier, which that's just keeping in line with the theme of the album, because most of this album is straight up brutal heaviness. So it stays in line. Now, I will say that this song is a bit more subdued than the other songs on here, because it's also one of the more slower songs on the album. This song is slower than Triple A, but it's not the slowest song. We'll get to the slowest song on the album. But it's heavy, still has that mechanical vibe that goes along with the industrial metal genre. So the sound is very loud, kind of anthemic in a lot of ways, and it's just a really awesome song. You know, sometimes I kind of forget that it's a cover song. I think Strapping Young Lad pulled it off very well. And then it's also one of the few songs where Devin fully sings on it as well, because he doesn't do a lot of the harsh yelling and screaming that he's done on the previous songs on this album. He actually sings this song, and so you get to hear Devin's full capabilities as a vocalist, and he's showing off his wide range of his vocal abilities. But like I said, it's still quite heavy, even though it's one of the more slower tracks on the album. But it's an interesting song, and there's also one part in the song where it kind of breaks down into a little even more of a darker vibe, and it slows the song down a little bit more. You will hear it, because it's sort of like a bridge to the song that I really like as well. But I used to would skip this song quite a bit, because I didn't really like it as much as the other songs initially. But as I was going back listening to this album for this review, the more I listened to the song, the more I really dug it. Especially after I went and heard the original version by Cop Shoot Cop. So Room 429 is a great cover song, and Strapping Young Lad definitely did it justice. So finally, last but definitely not least, we get to the final song on the album, which is called Spirituality. Now, Spirituality is the slowest song on this album. And when I say it's slow, I don't mean slow as like a mid-tempo groove or something of that nature. This song is more of like drone metal or something. It's very droning, because it's definitely got that machinery vibe sonically in the sound, but it's just kind of like a slow, droning, pulsating type song. I mean, there's one part in the beginning where Gene Hoagland, he's kind of doing a, sort of like a mid-tempo, like double bass that's really cool. It kind of gives the song this pulsating vibe, like it's climaxing to something. Not only that, but it also is one of the more melodic songs on this album. It's still quite heavy despite it being very slow and droning, but it's also quite melodic because the keyboards that are prevalent throughout the album, which act as more of like a background layer to the other sounds, is actually more prominent in this song. And then Devin Townsend, frontman, he also sings a lot more on this song. He doesn't do too many harsh, aggressive type approaches on this track. He actually sings. But it's a very industrial tense song, but with plenty of ambient elements provided by the keyboards. And there's like this choral choir-like harmonies in the background, which I believe those are provided by Devin Townsend. It actually gives this song a spiritual type feel, which I really enjoy. And despite the song's uplifting nature, the lyrics are kind of in contrast of what the song sounds like. I'll read you some of the lyrics right here where it says, "I'm right here where you left me, experimenting, bored out of my effing mind. Please give me a sign. Please show me a sign. Please show me that you are alive. There's got to be another way, another place for me. Please help me, please. You'll never be what you try to be if you want to be it. God help the king of nothing." I thought that was a real interesting line. He said, "You'll never be what you try to be if you want to be it." I thought that was pretty neat. Then it goes on to say, "It's getting late, I'm getting old, and every night I just sleep, we never talk, and every night I look in the sky, and I pray to God that he'll hear me, And if that's all there is, if this is it, won't someone tell me, help me? Because I'm so effing sick of all you sick, stupid people. So yeah, when you hear the song, it sounds sonically like something that was that's positive, that's uplifting. But when you read the lyrics, it sounds like this is Devin kind of at his wit's end. Like, whatever he's dealing with, he's kind of like at his wit's end. He's tired. He just doesn't want to deal with it anymore. He's pleading, asking God for help. And I understand that during the recording of this album, you know, Devin was actually going through some things. I believe he was struggling with mental illness, although it hadn't been diagnosed just yet. But you can tell from this song and the way that it sounds, because if you listen to the previous songs on the album, all the previous songs on the album are mostly very heavy, chaotic, very in your face, abrasive and brutal. And Spirituality is not the total opposite of it, but it's a lot more subdued compared to those previous songs, because this is a very slow, droneous vibe. And while it still has a heaviness to it, it's just not as abrasive as the previous tracks. It's almost kind of like a somber, soothing type vibe. And I think it goes along with how Devin was feeling. And like I said earlier, I think that Spirituality is like him at his wit's end, at whatever he's dealing with mentally, physically, whatever he may have been going through at the moment. I think that Spirituality is a representation of him being at his wit's end. And I feel like the kind of dronish slow vibe of this song is him just being tired. He's tired. He's been through all the chaos on the previous songs, and now he's just tired. He's worn out, and he just wants help. He just wants to relax. He's just tired of it. And I also like the last line of the song where he says, "Cause I'm so effing sick of all you sick, stupid people." You know, we all go through moments where we just sick and tired of it. That's what this song kind of gives me. It kind of gives me that vibe where Devin is. He's sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I think that lyrically and sonically, Strapping Young Lad really was able to capture that emotion. But it's a great way to end the album, especially with how so abrupt and how so abrasive and chaotic and just fast paced and adrenaline rushing so many of the previous songs on this record were. For him to just end it with this more slower, subdued track, and it seems like he's just venting and just letting it all out, like, yo man, this is it, man, I'm just tired, man, enough is enough. So this was definitely a great way to end a great album, and I just like the whole vibe of it. It's actually one of my favorite songs on this record, because I like how he adds a lot more of a melody to the sound. It's a great representation of the contrast between the heaviness and brutality and the somberness of the melody that he did throughout this record. So Spirituality is definitely one of the best songs on this album, and I find myself listening to it quite a bit whenever I am in the mood to check out City. So it's definitely one of the biggest highlights on this album. City is a very remarkable album, and it's been considered one of the greatest metal albums of all time. So many magazines such as Revolver have named it one of the greatest metal albums of all time. It's just a landmark album within extreme metal as well as industrial metal. It's one of those albums where nothing before it sounds like it and nothing after it sounds like it. It's just a unique masterpiece of music. And I will say that this record is what helped put a limelight on Devin Townsend, because to me, City was the bridge that really helped him to later on go ahead and establish his solo career, because his solo material is really what is most important to Devin Townsend. But I think that this record right here in particular is what helped him. It like was the stepping stone to help him get to that point. But It's just an amazing album. I listened to it quite a bit. You know, I was really glad to listen to it over and over again as I was going into this review. But some things I want to point out about this record, and something that I picked up on after listening to it so many times. I kind of mentioned this when I was talking about the song Spirituality, how that song seemed to be Devin just being at his wit's end after so much of the chaos. So what I want to talk about is that if you listen to the previous songs on the album starts off with Velvet Kevorkian. That's like the introduction. To me, this record kind of takes the listener on sort of a bad acid trip. And the reason why I'm saying this is because the song Detox was actually written about Devin having a bad acid trip on after eating mushrooms. That's what that song was about. I feel like this whole album is kind of a representation of the mental state that Devin was going through from that acid trip. That's just the way I look at it, because to me, it's like when you're going on a bad trip, it kind of starts off kind of light, and you're like, hey, you know, this feels kind of good. That's what I think the intro is, Velvet Kevorkian, because it's kind of a slow song, very kind of subdued. It's kind of leading you in to what you're getting into. It's leading you into that. But then as soon as All Hail the New Flesh comes on, it's like all hell breaks loose. It's just a wild roller coaster ride. It's so heavy and intense. It's so fast. And then we get to Oh My Effing God. It's even more faster. Then you get to the next song that kind of scales it back just a little bit. It's still fast. You're still going on this wild ride, but it kind of scales it back a little bit. Then it kind of kicks it back up again. It's just like a roller coaster of emotions. That's what this record sounds like to me. It sounds like this was Devin representing the roller coaster of emotions that he was going through. Maybe not necessarily just based off of that bad acid trip, but maybe what he was going through mentally. Because, like I said, during the recording of this album, he was starting to have some mental issues due to his drug use and other things. It hadn't been totally diagnosed just yet. That would be later on. But I feel that that's what this record represented. It was the roller coaster of emotions that Devin was going through. So all the heavy, intense songs were more of the psychotic, insane parts of him. And I think that Spirituality, which ended the album, that was him just being tired and out of breath. Because you've been through all of that chaos in this order previously, and now you're just worn out. You just want to give it all up. You're tired. You don't really have nothing more left in you. That's why I think Spirituality was such a great ending to this record, because it was such a slow, droneish type vibe, and it represented to me Devin just being tired. Because the previous songs on this album, he was just, well, not just him, but the band, they were just full throttle, no holds barred, just intense brutality. That's what it was. Everything from the tempos to the riffs to Devin's vocal performance. I mean, majority of the songs on this album, Devin, he didn't necessarily sing. He mainly just yelled and screamed through most of it. It sounded good, because he was able to fuse it with a melody that made it somewhat catchy and interesting. But just think about it. Through most of these songs, he was just out of control. He was just out of control. And I think that's what the music on here represented. That's why a lot of it sounded so chaotic. Because it was just him representing, him giving you, the listener, a dose of his mental state and his emotions at the time. And you know, when Spirituality comes in, it just kind of summed it up. So that's what I think City, for the most part, is. It was really Devin just letting out his demons, but also he was giving the listener a glimpse to his mind, to whatever type of emotional roller coasters he was going on. Because it's definitely a wild ride. Because a lot of times, when listening to this album, and I can say this recently after listening to it over and over again, usually when I got done listening to the record, it kind of felt like I had just been on this crazy, insane roller coaster ride at Carowinds or something. That's the way it felt. Because the songs just come at you like right in your face nonstop, and they don't really let up. There's some like kind of intermissions in between where the songs are kind of scaled back slightly, and it has this kind of up and down type of vibe to it as well. You know, there was a lot of the songs, for instance, Detox is a very fast up tempo song, but there was also parts where it would kind of slow things down and kind of subdue itself, kind of slow things, you know, kind of turn everything down a notch a bit. Then it would just kind of wind everything back up and just go full speed ahead, which I think is kind of an example of when you're on a really bad like acid trip or something, when you're just like zaning, just being zoned out on some type of really bad drug trip, and you're just you're trying to hold on because this ride is getting kind of crazy. The whole feeling and emotions that you're going through is getting crazy. But that's, to me, that's what City sounds like in a lot of ways. It sounds like you're just getting a glimpse of Devin's mind at that time. But it's definitely a remarkable album, and I think that the band did a great job at being so proficient and technical amidst the chaos that they were providing. Because I've never heard too many bands that can be that technical and that tight with each other and still manage to wow you with such a chaotic sound. And it's amazing that these guys were able to do that. It goes to show the strength of their musicianship. But definitely, City is a landmark album in extreme metal. And I urge any of you, if you have never listened to this album, to go ahead and give it a shot. Even if you come out not even liking it, I just urge any of you guys that are listening to this review to go and check out City on YouTube, wherever you can find it. Just go and check out the album, because it's definitely something that is a remarkable piece of work in music. And I think so many more people should know about it, even outside the metal community. I think that people should really take a dig at this album and try to understand the uniqueness and the genius behind what was put into this record. But I was definitely excited to do this review, because it's an album that stays on constant rotation for me quite a bit. Usually when I'm on a Devin Townsend fix, it's one of the first albums that I go and pick up is City, because it's just such a remarkable listening. And I'm confident that if any of you guys take my word for it, or don't take my word for it, just go listen to it and judge it for yourself. But any of you guys that are listening to this, if you hear this album based on my recommendation, I think that you all will still even enjoy it. I just want to take the time to say thanks to everybody for tuning in to this week's episode. Hope you really enjoyed the content. If you did, please be sure to follow me on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, Anchor, all at The Boombox Guru. You can also follow me on Instagram at The Boombox Guru. You can like my Facebook page, The Boombox Guru. Be sure to tell your friends, your family, anybody that you know that may be interested in music commentary, music discussion. Be sure to tell them, like the page, follow the pages, share it. Just really help to promote and get me out there, everybody. And as always, I hope you all have a good day and you be blessed. Peace out.